I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep people stuck. On today's episode, we're going to highlight the New York Business Expo and Conference, an event I recently attended. While there, I interviewed some interesting people. So let's start with Elaine Powell-Belnavis of the U.S. Small Business Administration. Listen as she explains how they help small business owners.
My name is Elaine Powell-Belnavis, and I'm with the Small Business Administration, which is a federal agency.
And Elaine, what problem do you solve, and how does it help business owners smash a plateau?
Well, the problem that we solve is we are a resource to small businesses, and the government is a federal agency, and one of our jobs is to keep small businesses in business because they supply us with give people jobs and kind of sort of take the weight off the large businesses, and it keeps the economy going. We are the backbone to small business.
And we know small business is the engine of our economy, right?
That's right, absolutely. The engine that makes it work. It's easier to innovate on a small level than it is on a large level. So a lot of our innovation comes from small businesses. They started off first. I met a man this morning that has a creative way of the water cooler. He just reinvented the whole water cooler. The big junk won't be on the water cooler anymore. I don't know how he's doing it, but it's supposed to be cheaper, and large businesses, it probably would took a long time to do that, but in a small business, he was able to do it. So they are very important to the economy, small businesses. So that's why we have the Small Business Administration, to help people start, grow, and succeed in the business.
That's great. And how does being at the New York Business Expo help you?
Well, we've met a lot of small businesses that didn't even know about the agency, didn't even know that we were here to help them start, grow, and succeed in business. And we've been able to let them know about our resource partners who are out there to assist them, our SCORE partners, our Small Business Development Centers, and our Women Business Development Centers. We also have some of our lending, guaranteed lenders here and micro lenders here with us today. So we've been able to kind of sort of point people straight to them. So it's been a very, very helpful thing to have been here today.
That's great. And for people who want to learn more about what you do and follow you, how can they do that?
They can go on our website at www.sba.gov. We have a litany of resources in there. We have free classes and all kinds of things that could be of assistance to a small business.
Great. Lots of great resources, and thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you so very much for letting me.
Next, let's hear Jenanine Mendez of the New York City Human Resources Administration as she explains how they help small business owners get the most bang for their buck.
Yes, I'm Jenanine Mendez from the Office of Citywide Health Insurance Access at the New York City Human Resource Administration.
And what problem do you solve?
So what we do is we provide New Yorkers, both individuals and small businesses, with information regarding the health insurance options that are available to them and or their employees.
And why is health insurance and solving problems around health insurance so important to help business owners smash a plateau?
So especially for businesses that are starting out, you know, everyone is trying to get the biggest bang for their buck. And a lot of small business owners don't realize that if you have under 50 employees, you're not mandated by law to offer coverage. And depending on the size and salaries of your employees, it may actually be more cost effective to both the employer and the employee to have your employees get coverage on their own through the New York State of Health Marketplace, because they would be eligible to get subsidies and financial assistance if they meet those income eligibility levels.
That's great. And how does being here at the New York Business Expo help you overcome any plateau you have in your organization?
So I think a lot of times there's a lot of misconceptions when it comes to health insurance and health insurance eligibility. And so these type of expos and interaction with the public really just gives the city a connection to their citizens to let them know that, you know, we are available to kind of demystify a lot of the stigmas that are associated with one city government and two, the services and resources that are available to them on an everyday basis.
That's great. And is there any cost to business owners to access your service?
Absolutely not. And they can visit either the New York State of Health or our website that that's nyc.gov/HILINK, H-I-L-I-N-K, and we offer all this information in various digital as well as downloadable fact sheets in a number of different languages to kind of break down the different programs and what the eligibility levels are for those programs.
That's great. What would you recommend for a business owner who has questions and doesn't even know where to start? Where's the best place to start on with either your site or information you provide?
So they can either visit our website again at nyc.gov/HILINK, or they can call 311, and 311 will give them a link to our offices that will then link them to an in-person assistor that can help them on a one-on-one basis.
Great. Thanks so much.
Jeff Mail of Daybreak Virtual Staffing Solutions had some wonderful thoughts on how they help entrepreneurs smash their plateaus.
My name is Jeff Mail, and my company is Daybreak Virtual Staffing Solutions.
And what problem do you solve, particularly for people who've been in business for a while?
We basically help them to coordinate their time, meet their to-do lists, and make sure that they're not dropping any balls.
Dropping balls, we know, can be very costly, right?
Yes, it can. So what we do is we provide outsourced secretarial and admin support. And so we'll answer their phones, schedule their appointments, do their billing. We do all the stuff that in-house staff can do, but a lot cheaper. So if someone is looking to hire office staff, we're an alternative.
That's great. And what are you looking forward to by being at the New York Business Expo? What kind of plateaus do you think you're going to smash by being here?
Well, I've been coming here every year for about the past 7 or 8 years. And what I always have about one or two takeaways. Today, I've been looking at creating a more of a drip marketing campaign using some of the solutions that are here. So that would be my takeaway for this time. But in the past, I was able to obtain a new phone system. Each year I come, it's worth the trip.
Well, clearly, if you've come back 7 or 8 times, then yes, it is worth the trip. How can listeners learn more about you and what you do?
Well, our website is daybreakvirtual.com, or they can email me at info@daybreakvirtual.com.
Great. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Next, I was able to interview Lauren Quilty of ThriveHive. She talked to me about guided marketing and why it's important in overcoming obstacles.
My name's Lauren Quilty. I work for ThriveHive.
What kind of solutions do you provide for existing business owners?
Yeah, so we offer a guided marketing platform specifically for small business owners to help them grow through their online presence. So you can kind of manage everything that goes into a strong online presence in one place, from your contacts manager to email marketing, social media, and having the tracking to understand what's working and what's not working in your online marketing effort.
And why is guided marketing so important to help you smash a plateau if you've been in business for a while?
Everyone kind of knows that they need to be doing marketing, but not a lot of people have a plan around it. There's also many, many tools out there, so knowing which avenue is going to be right for me, should I focus more on social or email, can be tricky. One thing we do is pair a lot of their business owners up with coaches who can offer guidance specific to your business so that you feel a little bit more like you have a plan you're working off of, and it's a little bit less, hey, here's this tool, go run with it. Having some guidance can be really helpful.
Right, so it's more of an integrated approach in terms of the way that you and your partners help business owners get through the morass of marketing, which may be something they don't know a whole lot about.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of the small business owners that I talk to are experts in their business, and they don't really even care to learn too much about marketing because they don't really enjoy that part of their business, and it's hard because it's the part you have to work on, but it's often pushed to the back burner. So what we try and do is help take some of the burden off of the shoulders of the small business owner, make it a little bit easier, help save you time, but offer some support in the meantime.
Sounds great. And how has being at the New York Business Expo helped you smash a plateau for your business?
Well, it's awesome to be able to meet people in person. I do a lot of inside sales, so when I can meet with the small business owners and start talking to them about their business and their clients and see them get excited about it, gets me excited about helping them with their marketing.
That's great. And for listeners who want to learn more about you and what you do, how can they follow you?
Yeah, check out thrivehive.com. Our website has a lot of good info. We're really active on our blog, on Twitter and Facebook as well at Thrive Hive.
Sounds great. Well, Lauren, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Liz Sidney of Maximum Computer Systems explained how they help entrepreneurs avoid problems, which is very important in business.
My name is Liz Sidney, and I'm from Maximum Computer Systems.
And what kinds of solutions do you provide for business owners, particularly if they feel like they're in a place where they're stuck?
Maximum Computer Systems sells software, hardware, and networking solutions. We really, really have a great relationship with all of our customers. Any problem that anyone ever has, they come to us, and even if it's something that we necessarily don't specialize in, we always try and help find the best solution possible for them.
And we were talking a little bit before we started recording about what happens when somebody might be trying to avoid a problem, trying to avoid potentially making mistakes or losing money.
One of the great things about the technology industry is really being up to date. So we have a bunch of different solutions that can help with this, and we really work on, you know, getting the best possible solution, keeping everyone up to date and into what, you know, if you're using a system from 20 years ago, it might still be a great system, but let's make sure you're on the most upgraded and most up to date version of that. So it's really preventing people from being stuck behind and really trying to help move people forward before everything else changes.
Right, and with technology, everything changes all the time.
So much, so constantly. Technology, I mean, you could tweet something and 4 hours later, there's a whole different solution going on.
And we might be talking next year and Twitter might be gone.
Yes, this might all be over like a webcast rather than in person, be a virtual conference.
Exactly. So how has being at the New York Business Expo helped you smash the plateau for your business or for yourself and what you do with your business?
Well, the expo is actually great. We went to the Long Island Expo in April. And then, so that was more, you know, Long Islanders and a little bit closer to where our office is, which was awesome. But the New York Business Expo, now we're exposed more to New York City-based companies, a lot more people from, you know, Connecticut, New Jersey, which really opens up our target areas, which is great for us. And also, you know, you see different companies and more companies, and it really helps us to have that face-to-face interaction because of what we do is so complicated. And because if a telemarketer calls you and wants to talk to you about business systems, it's not exactly the most fun topic, and it's not exactly something that's easy to understand, and the need might not necessarily be there right away. It might be something that, you know, didn't even know existed, or it might be something that has just recently changed, like we just said. So it's really helpful.
Great. So Liz, how can people learn more about what you do and the solutions that you offer?
Actually, we are recently updating our website, so that'll be launching in early 2017. Check it out. So on that website, you'll be able to see all the things that we do, from the networking capabilities down to just the low-end software or like minimal support that we do. So you'll be able to see on there. We'll also be enhancing our social media presence on LinkedIn and Twitter, so hopefully you can check that out and we'll be trending a little bit more.
Sounds great. What's the URL for the website?
It is www.maximumcomputer.com.
Great. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Neil Gilberg of New York State's Workers' Compensation Board explains how business owners can avoid unpleasant surprises.
Neil Gilberg, and I'm with the New York State Workers' Compensation Board.
And what problem do you solve?
I am appointed by the governor as the advocate for business at the board, and I'm the liaison between the business community and the board. So all issues related to workers' compensation insurance for the employer, I'm their resource.
Well, workers' compensation is a big issue for business owners, and and they often get surprised when there are issues that come up that cause them to not only get stuck, but it may have a ripple effect in the way it impacts their business. Could you describe the way you can be a resource to help those kinds of business owners get past a particular roadblock?
Yeah, I would say the biggest surprise a business owner is going to receive is when they get a letter from us telling them that they don't have the proper insurance in place and they owe us $72,000. At that point, don't roll it up into a ball and throw it away because you can't pay it. Contact my office. Our goal is compliance, so we're going to make sure that you have the proper coverage in place, and then we're going to look to reduce that penalty based on the premium you should have paid during that period of lapse, not the statutory $2,000 for every 10 days you didn't have it. So typically, a penalty that you got a letter for $72,000 might be settled for $1,000 or $800 or $2,000. But that's something that we can do, but we need to hear from you in order to do it.
So reaching out and communicating is of paramount importance.
Yes. Don't stick your head in the sand, because we're the gift that keeps on giving.
Sounds great. And how does being at the New York Business Expo help you smash the plateau for what you do?
Well, being here, many of the folks that are here are looking to go into business. So I'm here as a resource for them to make them aware of what their responsibilities are, to make sure that injured workers are cared for, make sure that businesses have a level business playing field, and that they don't end up getting one of those letters, so that they know beforehand that they what the requirements are.
Great. So Neil, for people who want to get in touch with you, learn more about what your office offers, how can they do that?
The best way would be to go to our website, www.wcb.ny.gov, and click on the employer page, and you'll see the Advocate for Business information. You can contact me there.
That sounds great. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Nick Worker of Ring Savvy explains how his service can help you never miss new business.
My name is Nicholas Worker, and I work for a company called Ring Savvy.
And what kinds of problems do you solve for business owners?
So a lot of business owners have the problem of answering their own phones. A lot of new business will be trying to call them, and they'll reach the voicemail for that business and hang up and try to call the competitor. What we do is we answer the phone calls for you, fully integrate with your business so that you never miss a call, never miss new business. Most of our customers see an increase in leads and revenue by up to 20%, and they reduce new caller hangups by 100%.
And how do business owners feel, particularly if they feel like they've been stuck before they've brought on your service? How do they feel after you start working with them?
So a lot of our businesses that we answer for spend a lot of money advertising and feel that they're wasting their advertising dollars, that their online marketing hasn't been working for them because they're not seeing that ROI that they want. What we do is we make sure that you get every single lead every single time. When they call you, you never waste any of your advertising dollars, and everything turns into revenue, not into missed opportunities.
Sounds like a great solution. Who are the typical kinds of businesses that you work with?
So any small business that's spending money online trying to advertise for their business. A lot of our customers happen to be lawyers, doctors, CPAs, construction workers, plumbers, anybody on the run who is serving anybody with an emergency that needs to get the phone call immediately and get the information as promptly as possible needs RingSavvy.
And we know that all those people that you just described are people that are hard to get on the phone.
Exactly. They are the hardest people to reach on the planet. When you need a plumber and your toilet's overflowing and you're trying to call and they're not answering, it's very frustrating. What do? You call another plumber. No, not with RingSavvy, because we're going to answer the call. The plumber's going to get the business the first time and his competitor is not going to eat his dinner.
That sounds great. Nick, how has being at the New York Business Expo help you smash the plateau?
So I've met a lot of interesting people today, a lot of partnerships. I am on a podcast right now with a nice man that I just met. He's wearing blue glasses and I like him. And New York Expo is getting us a lot of leads, a lot of exposure that we never had before. And we're happy to be here.
Sounds great. Well, thanks so much for speaking with me. How can listeners learn more about what it is you do and if they want to follow you, how can they follow you?
Absolutely. They can go to www.ringsavvy.com. They can call in at 631-363-1000, 631-363-1000. Speak to Nick, speak to Mike, speak to Rob, speak to Chris or Tommy, and we will help you out 24/7.
Sounds great. Thanks again, Nick.
Thank you.
Phil Mell of Mell & Associates CPAs talks about how different parts of a company can work together to accomplish goals.
My name is Philip Mell with Mell & Associates CPAs.
And what kinds of problems do you solve for people, particularly those who have been in business for a while?
We work with clients that have been in business for a range of time. We work as certified public accountants, but we also act as business advisors and help people find the solutions for their business, focusing on the financial information that can help them get their business where it needs to be.
What kind of financial information do people often overlook?
People often overlook how the different sections of their business work together as a cohesive unit, so that when you take into account the marketing, when you take into account benchmarking and profit margins and overhead and break-even points, when you look at it as a whole, in a holistic approach, you see that it needs to be more of a well-rounded, synergistic element to running the business, rather than focusing on one area versus the other.
That's great. And what do you anticipate by being at the New York Business Expo today?
One of the big benefits that we look for is looking on behalf of our clients, how we can see different industries and different opportunities that are out there for them, whether it's from a marketing standpoint, whether from a business development standpoint, from a technology standpoint, software standpoint. We want to be well-versed so that we can help connect our clients with the needs that they have in their businesses.
Which I'm sure helps you understand what metrics, particularly financial metrics, are most important.
Absolutely. Well, the metrics part, you know, being a CPA and looking at numbers on a day in and day out, that's the second nature part. It's some of the intangible aspects of business that are where the real value add comes in.
That's great. And for listeners who want to follow you or learn more about what you do, how can they do that?
We're on the internet, www.hudsonvalleycpa.com, hudsonvalleycpa.com.
Great. Thanks so much, Phil.
All right. Thanks.
Ramon Darling of Infusionsoft talks about how having a system in place is important for customer experience.
I'm Ramon Darling. I'm with Infusionsoft in Chandler, Arizona.
And what kinds of solutions do you provide, particularly for existing businesses?
Infusionsoft is CRM, email marketing, and e-commerce for small business. We typically work with small businesses that have 2 to 10 employees and generate roughly 200 to 200,000 to about 5 million annually. We are essentially an all-in-one solution that manages the entire comprehensive customer experience, from lead generation to opportunity generation to sales conversion to affiliate management, including e-commerce, and it's all centered around marketing automation.
Now, you mentioned customer experience. Why is having a system in place that automates all of the marketing, why is that so important for the customer experience?
Well, increasingly, customers, they are averse to an unpolished process that is sloppy and mismanaged. So you need to have something that is repeatable and will ensure that every individual is met with the same level of service that you would expect for any customer that you bring on board, because every individual deserves equal treatment, and some people even deserve better than equal treatment, but you need to start with a very, very clean process from the beginning.
Sounds great. And how has being at the New York Business Expo helped you?
Well, primarily, it's the opportunity to engage a diverse spectrum of businesses. And there are a number of individuals here who are just looking for work and or looking to start a business. And we love the opportunity to bring them into some of our educational resources and provide solutions that are really agnostic of the Infusionsoft solution, but just speak more to the growth of small business in general, because small business is the foundation of the American economy.
It certainly is. And Ramon, how can people learn more about you and what you're doing?
So you can visit our website. It's infusionsoft.com. And you can also call us on our general line, which is 866-800-0004.
Ramon, thanks so much. Good luck today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Russell Rivera of the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce talks about how important relationships are to our success.
My name is Russell Rivera, and I'm president and founder of Voice Wealth Management.
And what's your connection with the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce?
Well, I'm very deeply involved. So I'm co-chair of the Entrepreneurs Network, and I help run the annual Entrepreneurship Bootcamp. Actually, I do more than help run it. I pretty much run it. I also work with the Young Professionals Committee, helping run events for young professionals to grow their careers and just kind of do that in a way that young professionals want to. I also work with, you know, just trying to help the chamber promote itself. So I function as an ambassador for the chamber.
That's great. Russell, what made you get involved in the chamber?
The chamber is a great way for me to go out and meet people for, obviously, who might be a good fit for my business, who I might be able to help with their business in one way or another. And it became a really like a second home for me to for people to rely on and just, you know, in terms of getting help and giving help to people in the Manhattan business community.
Great. And for business owners, how does being part of a chamber of commerce help overcome roadblocks?
Well, I think one of the things is always support. You know, whether you're a member of one of the Manhattan Chamber's business referral groups and developing those really tight networks with the people that you're working with, or just generally coming to events and generally getting involved, being able to talk to somebody about the problems you have in your business, and maybe somebody that they've spoken to has had it, had a similar business problem, and been able to help you. That's really what it comes down to, is developing that personal relationship and having a forum and a format to have that discussion.
And we all know how important relationships and support are to our success.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you don't have it, don't ask for it, and don't rely on it, and you're just kind of swimming along by your own, you know, you don't really have a light as to where to see where to go. And so asking a lot of questions, staying involved and talking to people and continuing to build more and deeper relationships is always a good help.
That's great. How does being here at the New York Business Expo help the chamber?
Well, a lot of people are interested in what services we provide as a nonprofit organization, helping small business that does business in Manhattan, wherever they come from. So whether it's a small business, solopreneur, or a mid-sized business, or even large financial institutions who are our members, they're always looking to develop relationships with other entrepreneurs or get the word out about their businesses in a cost-effective fashion that helps their business grow.
That's great. And how can listeners learn more about the chamber, what you do?
Certainly can visit our website at ManhattanCC.org. You can get membership information and get a directory of all of our members and see what kind of businesses are benefiting from the Manhattan Chamber today.
That's great. What would you suggest for listeners that are outside of New York to try to find an organization like the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, most places have their own chambers of commerce. Even in New York itself, we probably have about 10 or 12 that, you know, either focus on a different borough or a specific group, whether a subpopulation, whether it be women or Hispanics or whatever. So I think it's important to find a local group if that's a good fit for your business, or if, you know, that you don't find the people there, find a group of people, whether it's a business referral group or a network of people that will help you grow your business. So if you might be in commercial realtors, if you provide B2B services, for example, those are the types of people to find and network with and to grow your business.
That sounds great. Well, Russell, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you for asking.
Sandy Eames of SCORE talks about some of the unexpected problems business owners face.
Yeah, this is Sandy Eames with SCORE NYC in New York City.
And what kinds of problems do you solve?
We do small business mentoring. We're all volunteers. We have about 100 members in our New York City chapter. And we are, our goal is to really help empower a small business owner or founder or someone in business really to better understand their business so they can help them think through and better understand the challenges they face. and provide an avenue for solving some of those challenges.
That's great. What's a typical kind of problem that may come up where a business owner, particularly somebody who's been in business for a while, might face, and it might be something unexpected?
Well, I think a common trend I've seen is that the for an in-business client, the business model that they've been using underpins their business is shifted subtly on them. I'll give you an example. One was a pet store owner in northern Manhattan, and she opened her business several years prior, and at the time a substantial part of her revenue stream was coming from the sales of pet food. And of course, guess where that has gone? That has now gone online, Fresh Direct or Amazon or whatever. So a large part of her revenue base had dissipated on her. And this had happened slowly over a period of some years. So mentoring in that case was to try and help her better understand and see that that change had happened and what were the opportunities to reposition the business. The result was she repositioned and developed her own line of pet products, which she's now selling in that store.
That sounds great. Sounds like a great solution. And what's the benefit for you, and how does it help you smash the plateau to be here at the New York Business Expo?
At the New York Business Expo, we're really here to primarily to meet new clients and to obviously network with the small business community. I think one of the challenges we face as a small volunteer-run not-for-profit is getting our word out. Some have described us as the best kept secret in New York. We find these events are a very good way to partner with the organizer of the New York Expo. And you can see we're giving workshops for free here. We're in their program. So we're benefiting from their promotion of the event. And really what we're trying to do is give away for free more of our services.
And I see you have a pretty big presence here. So congratulations.
Yeah, we have about probably about 40 mentors coming in here during the day. As you can see, we have about a dozen mentoring locations. So we're doing one-on-one mentoring right here, usually with new clients. All of this is for free, and generally these sessions will be leading to a more in-depth session after this expo.
That's great. So Sandy, for listeners who may want to learn more about what you do, or they may want to look for similar kinds of services in their own home community, how can they do that?
You can check our website. That's probably the easiest way. ScoreNYC.org or NewYorkCity.score.org.
That's great. And are there similar kinds of services in other communities?
Yes, so we're one of 300 SCORE chapters across the country, and I'm one of 10,000 volunteers doing this sort of work across the country.
Great, so it's a great service. So thanks so much for speaking with me, and good luck at the expo today.
All right, thank you, David. Okay.
Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau, the podcast produced by Tend Strategic Partners. I hope you enjoyed our discussion. Have you ever hit a plateau in your own life or career? If so, let's talk. It would be my pleasure to take you through one of our free half-hour discovery sessions where we'll get to the bottom of what might be keeping you stuck and how to move things forward. Just give me a call at 212-731-0770. That's 212-731-0770. You never know what you might find out.